It's All Things Considered on 90.3. I'm Tony Ganser. Severance Hall is generally known for high culture when the Cleveland Orchestra is on stage. But for the next week, the orchestra is going to be accompanied by cartoons. It's part of an unorthodox production of a 90-year-old opera, The Cunning Little Vixen, by Czech composer Leos Janáček. When the show debuted in 1924, the cast of animal characters was portrayed by singers in costumes. In this new production, live actors interact with animated woodland creatures that are projected on three giant screens. IdeaStream's David C. Barnett attended a dress rehearsal of this new Cunning Little Vixen last night and joins us now with some more background on how this mashup of modern technology and old opera came off. So, David, what is going on here?
The Cleveland Orchestra regularly includes an opera in its repertoire. The orchestra musical director Franz Welser-Möst is a big fan of Janáček, being an Austrian native next door to the Czech Republic, but not many people are familiar with him, and it's really some beautiful music. But just because it uses animation doesn't mean this is kids' stuff. There's kind of pretty bawdy, risque material going on in here. So they decided to kick things up a notch, and they hired an up-and-coming young opera director from Los Angeles, Yuval Sharon, who has come up with this really striking production design. And I asked him where he got the idea from.
The idea always stuck with me is of kind of a cardboard cutout that you see at the beach where you stick your head through, you know, and it looks like your body has become like a muscle guy's body. I mean, everyone takes delight in that. I thought, well, that could be the kernel of a really interesting theatrical experience. Even better is the fact that Cunning Little Vixen was originally based on a comic strip. It seems perfectly natural to kind of go back to that.
There is no doubt that this is interesting, the idea is innovative, but does it do anything for the art itself, I guess? Is it a nice repackaging? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I know exactly what you mean, and I think some people think that this is a gimmick. And I put that to Franz Welser-Möst. I said, is this a gimmick, or does it have something to do with advancing the story?
It's not a gimmick at all, and the only thing I would say to that person is go and see it. Then you really can judge it, otherwise you can't. Secondly, every time I have seen a production of this piece, it's a little strange because you have human beings trying to behave like animals. It's always close to ridiculous. And that's what's so fascinating for me, that he completely avoids that corner where it can get a little embarrassing.
Well, the conductor thinks it's not going to be embarrassing, but David, what did you think of this performance?
Well, I'm not an opera critic, but I will say there were some rough edges, but this was a dress rehearsal. They're working out the bugs, coordinating the music and the stage action, balancing the sound. But that being said, there's a lot of beautiful imagery, a lot of beautiful music, the transitions that you can't do normally in theater, they can do. So there's kind of this blending between the cinematic and the theater, and it really works well.
And we should mention you have a story coming up on this opera tomorrow, is that right?
Tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition Saturday, we're going to have a little bit of history. You might think that this combining of new technology with an old art form like opera is new, but it's actually been going on since the days of Mozart. And we explore some of those early examples of technology, but also we have a look into the future. Like right now, the presentations of opera in HD at the local movie theater is coming on strong.
Is the next step IMAX opera?
I don't see why not. And actually, I was talking about that with the former director of the Cleveland Opera, David Bamberger, and he says, I don't know what's going to happen next. It could be three-dimensional.
Wow.
I have to wear those special glasses, I guess.
David C. Barnett, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
The Cleveland Orchestra's new take on a classic opera, The Cunning Little Vixen, premieres tomorrow night at Severance Hall.